prepping for a prophet. Throughout history, when people forgot God, they lost his blessings and suffered famine, war, and disease. And that time is again here, because we as a people have forsaken God. But for those of us that have turned away from our sins and turned back to God, how do we prepare for famine? How do we prepare for food shortages and for empty shelves at the grocery stores? Jeremiah was a prophet that lived in Jerusalem before the time that Jesus walked on earth. How did Jeremiah survive the famine of his day? He had been warned of God that a famine was coming. The people of Jerusalem would not obey the word of the Lord. So the Lord warned Jeremiah that the Chaldeans would burn the city with fire. Jeremiah tried to warn the king, but the king would not hearken. So Jeremiah tried to flee, but he was caught by the leaders of Jerusalem and put into prison. They accused him of fleeing to the enemy. Should Jeremiah have stayed home? Should he have waited for the Lord to tell him to go or to stay? As for me, I am preparing my heart to not evacuate unless God tells me to leave, or if God allows my local government to declare an evacuation for our safety. But even then, if the government declares an evacuation, I would pray and ask God to give me a confirmation that he wants me to leave. Ultimately, my choice to stay home or to abandon my home is based on God's guidance for me specifically. At the time when Jeremiah was put into prison in Jerusalem, they were suffering a famine. While Jeremiah was in prison, the king ordered that Jeremiah should receive a piece of bread each day until there was no more bread.
Then Zedekiah the king commanded that they should commit Jeremiah into the court of the prison, and that they should give him daily a piece of bread out of the baker's street, until all the bread of the city were spent. Thus Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. And in the fourth month, in the ninth day of the month, the famine was sore in the city, so that there was no bread for the people of the land.
God's grace was still covering Jeremiah. They were in a time of famine and war. The prophet might not have been as comfortable as during a time of abundance and peace, but Jeremiah was safe and fed in a time of war and famine. If Jeremiah had prepared a bug-out bag, it was of no use to him while he was in prison. If he had stockpiled food at home, he could not access it since he was not at home. He did not know he would be in prison during this time. It was probably a surprise to Jeremiah when he was arrested and put in prison. He believed the word of the Lord that a famine and war would overcome the city, so he tried to escape the city by his own power. And he was arrested and accused of being a traitor, going to the enemy. If the prophet had made physical preparations for this time of food shortages, those efforts would have been in vain. And he was a man that the Lord God spoke with, and God gave him messages. If physical preparations were of no use to him, then why would they be of use to us? He was a prophet, a man that talked with God. Are we any better than him? No, surely not. What happened to him could also happen to us. But God protected Jeremiah from being killed in war and provided for him so that he did not starve in famine. God caused his government to put him in prison for his safety and feed him bread daily to protect him from starvation. My recommendation: if you can, store up food and water, but don't put your trust in these provisions. Be prepared for famine and war and disease. settle it in your heart that you may not be able to make use of any of these provisions. Prepare your heart for famine and war and disease. Thank God for what you have and trust Him to be your provider. Don't trust in your own ability to provide for yourself. And consider what you have to belong to God. Be willing to share what you have with those people God brings to you when they are in need. If you cannot make any more physical preparations, then prepare to trust the Lord for everything you need. And if you expect God to provide for you, be willing to obey His good commandments. Turn away from your sins and turn toward God. Decide to be free from sin, and God will purify your heart. When you have a good conscience toward God, you should expect Him to be your provider and protector.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but labor for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed.
Our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven. But my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world.
Lord, evermore give us this bread.
I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst.